Welcome back to Real Talk About Feminism.
We hope you guys are having a great week. We definitely are. This is episode 50.
50. That's a huge milestone.
Yeah, a huge milestone for us. And since it's our 50th episode, we figured we'd reintroduce ourselves a little bit. Mm-hmm. We frequently, well, I don't know about frequently anymore, but like we've had a lot of people say our voices sound identical for some reason. So I'm Mackenzie. Haley and I are sisters. I'm the oldest. And I'm 21, live in Denver, and I live with my husband and our one-year-old puppy. His name's Ozzy. He's so cute. And I'm a senior in college studying healthcare management.
What's your social security number?
Oh,
just kidding.
You caught me off guard. Credit card number.
yes. My name's Haley. Oh, you have like a really good bio.
That was so boring.
Let's see. My name's Haley. I am younger. I'm 20. She's 21. So we're
16 months apart.
Yeah. 16. I thought it was 18.
No, 16.
Oh, I told someone 18, like not that long ago.
Give or take 2 months.
Oops. But yes, yeah, so we are very close in age. We're best friends. Yes, we both live in Denver and I'm a cat mom. And I do work in social media for a living, so it's really fun.
Really cool. Mm-hmm. What's your cat's name?
Gigi.
He's so cute.
He's very cute. If anyone is into anime, I'm not, but I discovered that he's named after, because I adopted him, he's named after an anime cat from Kiki's Delivery Service.
Yeah, I remember when we were like, Gigi, that's so cute and unique. And then it turns out like everybody with a black cat's name is
Gigi.
Yeah,
literally. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's a really cute name though. And like it fits
so
him.
So cute.
Like it fits him.
And he has like
so well.
Big fangs and he's just like so cute.
So cute.
Anyways.
Well, yeah, that's just a little bit about us. If you go on our Instagram, it's at Real Talk About Feminism Pod. Mm-hmm. We have both of our accounts. Oh, mine's private. Yeah. I should make mine unprivate.
Yeah. Well, if you go on there, we're both tagged.
Yeah, you can see like more about us. Before we get into the feminist highlight, we just want to say thank you to everybody for contributing to the bonus episode. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much to all of you who submitted a woman that you admire for National Women's – is it National Women's? Or just Women's
International Women's Month.
Excuse me. A little slip there. But seriously, like, we really liked doing the bonus episode, mm-hmm. and it was just fun to, like, build people up and talk about women.
Yeah, and it was just really nice doing a bonus episode.
Yeah, it was
really
fun.
And it was nice that we could involve you guys in it, so.
For sure. We will definitely be doing more episodes like that in the future.
Yes.
So today's feminist highlight is Billie J. Farrell. She is actually now Commander Billie J. Farrell.
Okay.
She became the first female commander to lead the crew of the Old Ironsides as of January 21st of this year, 2022.
Wow.
Old Ironsides is a 224-year-old warship, and she's the first female commander to lead it.
Wow.
In addition, the ship is crewed by active-duty soldiers, and one-third of them are women.
Dang.
I know. So
that's a big number.
Yeah. Really cool.
And she's the commander?
She's the commander, the first female commander.
Wow. That is so cool. Good for Billie.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Speaking of Billie.
In my head right now, Bad Guy is just playing.
Yes, for real. So we went to the concert. We should go on stories and like talk about it a little bit more, but it was so fun. We went with Sadie and Nat, our two younger sisters. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Amazing. An experience. Of
oh, life. My gosh.
Literally a core memory.
Literally. Mm-hmm. So fun. Yeah. She puts on a good show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, thank you for doing that feminist highlight. So we're going to get into the bulk of the episode. And Kenz is going to give us the background on this because I, as we know, I no longer have TikTok. So
yeah,
I'm out of the loop.
How's it going?
It's actually been really good. I haven't thought about it at all until
besides yesterday. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Until yesterday. You're like
I spoke for you.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it until yesterday because I started watching Love Is Blind.
Yes,
and I'm on season one, like the fourth episode. So I'm like very. How many episodes are there?
I think there's 10.
Oh, okay. In my mind, I was thinking there's like 20. So
no.
Okay. But yeah, I started watching that, and I realized I really missed on TikTok. It's like the big pop culture hub.
Yes.
And so, like, I know that if I went on TikTok and searched Love is Blind season one, I would see a bunch of inside jokes and a bunch of, like, stuff that people are talking about. Mm-hmm. And I missed that aspect of it. But I literally did not think about not having TikTok until yesterday.
Yeah.
It's been really good for me. And I honestly feel like it's been really good for my mental health. Like, I don't think I'll ever get it again.
Yeah. And we've talked about this quite a bit. We talk like 40 times a day.
Yeah, literally.
But I think that's really good for you to like realize like it isn't really helping you in any way. Mm-mm. I took your advice. I didn't delete the app because I actually really enjoy TikTok. Mm-hmm. I just deleted it from my home screen. Mm-hmm. So I've been like on it less and yeah. It's really nice. But I think it's really good that like you realize
yeah.
You don't need it.
Yeah, it just like I deleted it the day I decided to. I just deleted it and never looked back.
Yeah.
It's really good. It has been very good for my mental health, and I'm on my phone a lot less, which I've been really trying to do, and it's easy. I mean, now my app that I go to for distraction is Hinge, which is not great.
No.
But, you know, whatever.
No.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, you're not wasting as much time because, mm-hmm. like, truly TikTok is such a time waster. Not like – like, I don't even really scroll on Instagram anymore, but, like, it's not like on Instagram where you just scroll for a few minutes and, like,
and then get away. Bored.
It's, like, TikTok, like, you literally get sucked.
It's literally in. Psychology.
Literally. Like, next thing I know, an hour's gone by and I still have my laptop in front of me with my textbook next to me.
Yeah. No, it's so bad. But, like, you know, everyone can use their own apps. I just found, looking back on it now, no matter if I removed it from my home screen, if I put a timer on myself, like I would always just put the screen time password in to delete the timer or literally just search it up. Like no matter what I did, I was still getting on it.
It's addicting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad it's going well for you.
Thank you. But yes, so Kenza's going to give us the background because I don't have TikTok anymore.
So I was on TikTok one day and this episode idea and inspo is all credited to a creator at lynns.shelton, and I'll put her handle in the bio, but she had a series on double standards gender edition. Mm-hmm. And I think by now there's like 30 or 40 parts because like there's so many. Mm-hmm. And she talked about some that like I have never even thought about, just mm-hmm. like very small micro ones that are so prevalent in our society. Again, it's not just, like, towards or against women, you mm-hmm. know? There's some that, like, men get the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go through and have some discussion about some of these double standards.
Yeah, and these are all ones that she listed in her series, correct?
Most of them.
Okay.
Yeah, most of them.
Okay, cool.
You want to start it?
Yeah, so the first one was expected to change – oh, women –
sorry.
Women are expected to change their last name after getting married.
Yeah, which it's still an expectation.
Mm-hmm. Even though a lot of people now don't. Mm-hmm. Or like I know for me, if you're out there, future husband listening, my future husband, I want him to hyphenate with me. I want to keep our last name going because we're the last ones with it. There's no boys. Mm-hmm. But I also want to take my husband's last name.
Right.
But I don't – when people hyphenate, you know, they'll have – their hyphenated name, but then their kids won't take it sometimes.
Right.
Or their kids will take it, but their husband doesn't have the same one. So I just want to hyphenate. I want my husband to change his name to hyphenated the same order, and then our kids have the same last name.
I really like that because it's like you're both equal.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're building your own family, but like still carrying on both sides.
Names.
Yeah. I really like that. Yeah. For me, it was a very tough decision.
Yeah.
I think I remember this was a couple years ago by now.
Yeah.
But like I have always wanted to take my husband's last name. But like I get it. Like dad was like, no, like you should hyphenate. Like, you mm-hmm. know, keep on the Lewis name. But for me, I just made the decision that like I wanted.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with it. But, yeah. like, I do think it's really cool that, like, we are breaking that norm of, like, yeah, you're married, so take your husband's last name. Like,
yeah.
people are realizing they don't have to mm-hmm. if they don't want.
Yeah. That's an interesting one, though.
Yeah. And, like, I've thought about it, too. Like, if I was, like, a doctor or something, or, like, I had, like, several degrees, like, I wouldn't change my name.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No. I'd be like, you can change your name to be me.
Yeah. Seriously. I would not change my name.
Yeah.
Mom bods versus dad bods. Typically, mm-hmm. mom bods, like, the focus after you have a baby is like, when are you getting the baby weight off? What's your secret? How do you look so good? And dad bods are seen as attractive.
Yeah, dad bods are like, oh, so attractive.
Yeah.
He has a dad bod. I love that.
Yeah, just like two of the same ideas and it's completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a huge double standard.
Huge.
And that talks speaks a lot to just societal views and issues in general. But
yeah. Yeah, I never understood like where that came from. Like literally you just push a baby out of your vagina.
Yeah, literally.
It's like, why is the first, like you're not even supposed to exercise for like 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why is the expectation to like lose weight and like get back to your quote normal weight?
Yeah, when you just pushed a baby out and you have to take care of this kid now and you aren't sleeping, you're eating
hormonal
differently.
Changes. Yeah. Literally like the biggest life change ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the last thing you should be worrying about is, like, how you look.
Yeah.
Like, you're a mom. You're awesome.
Yeah. Another double standard is that men looking after their kids is babysitting, but women looking after their kids is parenting. That's a
so
huge one.
So true.
I've seen that in a lot of movies lately.
Yep.
Where it's, like, they'll say, like, oh, he's babysitting. Like, that's so nice that he babysits. It's like, no, he's a dad.
Literally, they're his children.
Yeah. He has to.
Literally.
That's a huge double standard.
It's so infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. I'm just like, when I have kids, I'm like, I will not stand for that.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things. A lot of these you just, I've never thought about. But when you actually write them down or you look at them on paper, or think about it, or, you know, hear them, it's like, wait a second, that is a huge double standard.
Yeah, huge.
There's just so many you don't realize.
No.
Yeah.
Googling my husband beats me and a ton of resources come up, but Google my wife beats me and memes come up. There's like a very little resources.
Hmm.
It's a huge issue. Like, I feel like a lot of times, like, men, when they are open and say that they've been abused by their wife,
mm-hmm.
or their partner, they don't get taken seriously all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they should. Like, that's a huge issue.
Yeah.
Because just because you're a man doesn't mean you can't be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I never thought of that one. And it makes a lot of sense. And that needs to change.
Something that makes me think about is Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Just because I've seen a lot in the media about how he was abused by his ex-wife, right?
Yeah.
And that's really sad. And he's like, you know, they were a celebrity couple.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure that he didn't get taken seriously.
Yeah, that adds a whole other layer. Like, mm-hmm. celebrity, like, people sometimes don't remember that, like, they're real people.
Yeah.
And they're kind of, like, you know, fictional in a way.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, same situation.
Yeah. Okay. The next one, men who are sexually assaulted by women are told they are, quote, lucky.
This kind of goes along the same line.
So is this lucky referred to as like, oh, like you got some action, like you're lucky?
Yeah. Yeah. Or like a woman's chasing after you, like what's the big deal?
Mm.
But it's like, again, like men can be assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just women.
Yeah.
They can have their boundaries crossed. And so that is just really, really sad. Like, as a man, like, being vulnerable and, like, mm-hmm. trying to share your story and just being put down because, like, men are seen as, like, so sexual that, like, they should just want anything they can get, you know?
Yeah. And, yeah, I can't imagine that. Like, you're trying to open up. You're trying to get help. And then someone's like, dude, you're lucky. Like, what are you
like,
talking about?
Like, why are
about?
You complaining?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just so sad. When women get dressed up / have makeup on, people say like, who are you trying to impress?
Mm.
It's like, why can't I just look cute and feel confident?
Yeah. I'm trying to impress myself.
Yeah,
thank you.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I'm pretty sure every single woman's been told that.
Oh yeah.
It's like, I'm
or like,
going
oh,
to dinner.
What are you getting ready for? It's like, nothing. Me.
I just feel cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so many, just like stereotypes or like negative comments around like makeup in general.
Yeah.
And so many connotations that like, oh, you're getting ready for someone or you're trying to impress someone.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I literally just want to look cute.
Yeah. It makes me feel confident.
Yeah.
There's a creator. I love her on TikTok. Her name is Michaela Nagira.
I knew you were going to talk about her.
I actually listened to a podcast episode she was a guest on today. And she was talking about like how makeup just like makes her feel confident. And so like she doesn't care if people are like, you know, saying like, well, who are you trying to impress? Like, why do you put so much makeup on your face? Just be natural. She was like, this is natural for me. Like, I enjoy wearing makeup.
Mm-hmm. But, and I've also seen her with no makeup too.
Yeah.
Like it's.
Yeah. It's like she enjoys it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see her on TikTok, obviously, but I've seen people reposting her giveaway a lot recently. Mm-hmm. And it seems like just like so many people like her just because she's like very authentic.
I'm obsessed with her. Yeah. She's so authentic.
Yeah. Really cute. Okay. Another one. When a woman gets a promotion, people ask, who did you sleep with to get that promotion?
Yeah.
That's a big one in movies.
Oh my. Yes. That's like the central theme of like so many movies.
Mm-hmm. It's like a woman can't have success without trying to please a man to get that position. Yeah. It's like, no, that's not true.
No.
Women work hard. Men work hard. Everyone works hard and gets those positions fairly.
Yep. We hope.
Yeah, we hope. But it is upsetting because it's like if you like worked really hard to get this big promotion and then everyone's like, oh, you slept with the boss. It's like, no, I actually just worked really hard to get this position. Yep. And it's just very like degrading.
It is. It doesn't make you feel good.
Mm-mm.
No. Men being asked if they want children versus women being asked when they want children.
That's a big one. And that's honestly damaging because as a woman, there's so many different things that can go wrong. Maybe you have tried a lot and you had a miscarriage. Maybe you can't have kids. Maybe you don't want to have kids.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is it such a focus on women only being baby makers mm-hmm. when that is actually like that could spur a lot of emotion asking that question to someone mm-hmm. and it's a personal private thing. But for men, it's like, oh, do you want kids? Like, it's not, it's just not good.
Right. Like, it's not an expectation for men,
mm-mm.
but it is for women.
It really is. Like, we need to move away from that being the main focus.
Yeah.
Like, just because someone's young and married or young and dating someone, like, whatever the mm-hmm. situation is, just because you're young doesn't mean that you're going to have kids.
Right.
And you don't know what asking someone or telling, like, you need to have kids. You need to get on that. Like, your time's running out. You have no idea what that's going to spark for someone.
No.
You have no idea how that's going to make someone feel. So it's not your business. Like, that's a very personal, private
thing.
It's
so personal.
Yeah. That goes along with people saying, like, oh, we're trying right now.
Yeah, you're like, like,
oh, thank you for telling me about all your sex life. No, thank you.
Thank you so much. I did not need that image.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
A big one.
Yeah.
Another one is that therapy is more normalized for women and seen as weak for men. We could talk about this a lot.
Yeah, we actually did an episode
mm-hmm.
In last month.
Yep.
About the stigmas of mental health and men and therapy. And yeah, I agree. Therapy is way more normalized for women.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I feel like some people would say it's like considered weak for a man to go, but like I just think like a lot of men just, like, still aren't comfortable yet because mm-hmm. of the stigma.
And that's sad because literally everyone needs help.
Yeah.
Like, the biggest green flag is if, like, let's say I'm going on a date with someone and I find out that they go to therapy. Green flag.
Green, bright
propose
green.
To me right now.
Yep. Yep.
And, like, I think that as a society, we just need to do better at normalizing therapy, which we've done a lot, like, a lot of good work towards that. But I know for me, like, the other day, I was, like, talking to this guy on Hinge, and he was like, oh, what are you up to tonight? And I was like, oh, I'm going to therapy, and then just chilling after, like.
Yeah, like, make it normal.
Yeah, it's, like, it's not some big thing. Like, it's, I don't, like, we shouldn't have the reaction of, like, oh, they're having therapy, like, they're going to therapy. That means, like, they're crazy or, like, they're dealing with something. And it needs to be way more normalized for men where they can talk about it like that and not feel ashamed.
Right.
Because that is sad. Like, everyone, literally. Everyone needs to go to therapy.
Everyone. Even if you feel like it's a small thing. Like, everybody just needs somebody who, honestly, like, not saying, like, they're not interested in your life, but, like, they don't know you, really. Mm-hmm. Like, you just need somebody you can literally just talk to.
They're unbiased.
Yes. They can help you work through issues, even mm-hmm. if it's small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just need anyone there to listen to us.
Yeah.
Like, that's not our friends, not our family, just mm-hmm. someone who does care about you.
Right.
But is unbiased and will just help you. Like, they're just interested in your healing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
dads bringing home fast food is fun, but when moms bring home fast food, it's lazy.
I've been wanting to do that the whole episode. Or,
like, I just thought of another one. Like, when dads cook dinner versus, like, when moms cook dinner, it's like moms are kind of expected to.
But like, when dad's like, oh, wow,
he takes really good care. It's like,
okay.
All right.
Yeah. I will not be doing that. Sorry. I hate cooking. And I'm not good at cooking. So I will make enough money to hire a private chef.
Girl, that is.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
No, but like, I hate that expectation.
Yeah. It's like just the expectation in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I don't really enjoy cooking either. But like, actually, when I like try new recipes and stuff, it's fun.
Well, especially for like working mothers too. Mm-hmm. It's like, or, you know, anyone, stay at home. Yeah, moms.
Seriously.
It's like, so you've been working all day, whether that's staying at home or going out. But either way, you're working.
Yep.
And then now you have to make dinner too every yep. single night. It needs to be a little more equal, and everyone's yeah. family situation is different.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, maybe that works for some, or like maybe like either the mom or the dad like prefers
yeah,
cooking.
Yeah, really
like,
likes
go
cooking.
Ahead, that works for you. But like, it's just the expectation of having like the woman cook.
Yeah,
or like yeah, like bringing home fast food is lazy. It's like, okay, why?
Yeah, it's providing.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Another one, cleavage is acceptable in a sexualized way, but not while breastfeeding. That one is like
bingo.
My favorite.
Yeah. Yep. Because it's like, I saw, so when I was researching for this episode, I saw a cartoon and it was this mom sitting on a bench in a mall. And there was like, it was like a spoof off like Victoria's Secret store in the back. And there was this huge sign covering the window with this girl like modeling a bra and like her boobs were out. And these two guys like walked up to the mom and she was breastfeeding. And they were like, you're not supposed to have like exposed. You're not supposed to be exposed here. Like, cover up.
I think I've seen that.
Hello.
This whole issue, and we've done an episode on breastfeeding in public a while back, but this whole issue, it really is like literally everything is sexualized about women and men, but especially women. And then when a mom is just trying to feed her child, it's like, oh no, cover up or go to the bathroom and do it. It's
there's
like
kids here.
Yeah, it's like this child needs to eat to live.
Yeah,
like. And but you're like, there's a big poster like for Victoria's Secret, like these models in bras and underwear, and that's fine, but I can't feed my child. Like, that's
like
ridiculous.
Don't sexualize a mom breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
That is totally your issue.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big issue. That I've seen that like political cartoon. Mm-hmm. And it is really interesting, like very thought-provoking.
Because it's true.
It is true. Yeah.
Tiny pockets in women's pants. That's just kind of a funny one.
When I saw that one, I laughed.
Yes. It's so true, though. It's like, true. Who decided women's pockets were so tiny?
Or
literally can't even put my hand in it.
Yeah, you're like two fingers. The thing that bothers me is when you have a pair of pants and it has the faux pockets. So it's literally sewed shut and you're like, why?
Why? What is the point?
That is the worst.
Literally, I change pants. I don't buy pants like that.
Yeah, sorry. I need a pocket. I had a pair of pants one time where the fronts were faux pockets and the back. And I was like, where am I supposed to put stuff?
What is the point?
Have you seen that meme about how women have adapted because they don't have good pockets?
Yes, like holding everything in the hand.
Yeah, they're like holding Starbucks, your phone, your keys, your wallet.
Your sunglasses.
Your sunglasses in literally one hand. It's so true, though.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Because, like, it's easy. Uh-huh. Like, I have no issue doing that.
And literally, guys have to – they can put their entire – down to their elbow in their pockets.
So true. No, I kid you not. Like, when Jared gets home, he'll, like, keep pulling stuff out of his front pockets. Like, wallet, keys, sunglasses, whatever. Like, everything. And just, putting it on the counter. And I'm like, in my dreams.
It's like Mary Poppins.
Yes.
Right? Is
literally.
She the one with the big bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally. That's funny. This one is moms being called first from the school or a daycare, even if the dad is listed as a primary contact. it's just immediately the first reaction to call the mom.
Yep. So in the comments of at Lynn's Shelton on the TikTok she posted with this double standard in it, there was a dad that commented and he said, I intentionally listed myself as the primary contact for my kids and my wife still gets called first no matter what. And like his wife has said, like, my husband's the primary contact, and they just like ignore her.
And that's honestly really upsetting because the dad, like, maybe not all families are like this, but this dad is obviously the primary contact,
right?
And he's trying to be there for his kids, and these people, because they're assuming, they're not giving him that opportunity,
right? What if he's a stay-at-home dad, and what if the wife works?
Yeah. And then it's just this big hassle. It's like they've got to call the mom, the mom's got to call the dad. It's like such a big stereotype.
Stick to the form, people.
Yeah. Look at who's the contact. Literally, you call them.
Look at what the parents designated.
Yeah. This next one, body hair on women is still seen as gross.
Yeah, like there's no way around that. Like it is still seen as gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Ew. Like, ew to the it being
Oh,
gross.
I was like, not you.
I'm like,
too.
Ew, body hair is gross. No, like literally I hate shaving.
Same.
It's just so uncomfortable. And when you shave, like, too often, it's not good for you.
No.
Like, think about, like, cavemen and women. They didn't have razors.
No.
Let's just be natural here, guys. Let's just have big bushes everywhere.
Especially in winter, though. Like, I do not shave.
Yeah, winter is a big no.
Occasionally, like, when I do, like, a self-care night, it's nice.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't shave.
I realized recently that my legs, like when I want to have a self-care night, I shave my legs because I love having smooth legs on clean sheets in bed.
Yes, it's such a good feeling.
Yeah, but like everywhere else, I'm like literally like nobody sees my armpits. No. I'm literally wearing sweaters right now.
Yeah.
And like.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't need to shave. And it's so uncomfortable when you do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's one I feel like it's just going to take so long to change.
Yeah, and I honestly don't know if it like ever will.
I don't think it will.
I don't either.
Because people in like Europe have not been shaving like their armpits and stuff for so long, but it's still stigmatized. So
yeah, it will take a while to get over that, even if we ever do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, seriously, like just do you. If you don't want to shave, don't.
Yeah, don't.
That's just the bottom line. Don't.
That's the bottom line.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Uniforms for some women's sports are incredibly sexualized. Gymnastics, like women wear leotards and men wear pants. Lacrosse, the women wear skirts.
Yeah, I have no idea why.
Who knows? Volleyball, the women wear spandex and the guys wear like basketball shorts. I actually saw an article too. I think it was a German gymnast from, she's an Olympian, but like she wore pants. Like she wore like tight pants instead of a leotard.
Well, that was, so she was actually a figure skater.
We're thinking of two different people.
Oh, then. Really?
Yeah.
Because I was actually just going to say, I sent you that article on Instagram.
Yeah.
And for the first time, this girl just wore, for her figure skating in the Olympics, she wore a very tight top. And like it was basically like a unitard. Just went all the way down. Kind of like what I wore for Halloween, actually.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to wear a tiny skirt. And so that was the first time anyone had ever done that. And I was like, wow, in 2022... the first time anyone's ever worn pants, but like good for her.
Right, she obviously wasn't comfortable with the typical outfit. Like I think that's really great.
Yeah, and like why does it have to be so sexualized?
I don't know. I mean, we know, but
okay, this last one I could talk about for a very long time,
hours,
but we're not going to. This last one, if any woman acted the way Kanye is acting towards Kim right now, she would be considered as crazy and possessive, but he's a man and he's trying to fight for his family. That's like the overall sentiment.
Like he's seen as trying to fight for his family.
Yeah. And yeah, like, and everyone in the comments too was like, this man just wants his family. Like we stan Kanye. And it's like, well, actually you're being very possessive and you aren't married anymore.
Right. It's very, very scary because it is possessive red flag behavior that like literally are signs of like women who are murdered by their ex-husbands, like there's signs that are similar to this that lead up to that happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, just because he's a celebrity and he's a man,
mm-hmm.
he's like kind of being like praised.
Yeah. And like, I mean, obviously he's not mentally
good. No.
But like him literally like, so I saw this thing that in his new music video, he's literally burying like Pete Davidson in the video. And I'm like, that's disturbing.
That is disturbing.
That's like the mother of your kids. That's who she's dating now. So first off, be respectful. But second off, that's incredibly dark. And so there's just like a lot of disturbing things going on with that. But also like him showing up at her, like literally buying a house across the street from her. And okay, they have kids together, whatever. But like him doing all this stuff for her so publicly, like posting their private messages on Instagram. It's just like, if anyone else was doing this, it would be like, oh my gosh, like she is so creepy and possessive. Like, what is wrong with her? But for him, he's like the greatest of all time.
Yeah. It's a really, really like scary situation, because like he obviously right now is like not okay.
Mm-mm. And he filed for like Kim to not be able to use his Instagram posts as evidence against him in court. And I was like, dude, then you obviously know you're wrong.
Right. And it's like, everyone's seen him anyways.
Yeah, it's like, everyone's pretty invested. Yeah. So, I don't know. At first, I kind of thought it was like a publicity thing, because you know how the Kardashians are always doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But then, like, it got bad.
Yeah, you follow it more than me, but, like, has Kim come out and said anything?
She said something after the very first initial thing that he posted about North being on TikTok. And she said, she was like, after, she's like, I didn't want to say anything publicly because this is our life.
Right.
But at the same time, like, she just kept saying that, like, he's, like, taking things out of context and taking things online where they don't need to be.
Right.
And so she was like, we'll handle this offline. And she said something so shady at the end that I was like, you go, girl. But she was basically like, we're going to go talk to the third lawyer that Kanye has hired this year. Because obviously Kanye just has an issue with everyone.
Yeah.
So she's like, the third lawyer that he's hired this year, we're going to go talk to him now. And so that's the only thing she said. Other than that, she's not said anything else. And I'm like, yeah, she's because she's scared.
Yeah.
And like, she's trying to be a good mom.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Situation. It the whole thing crossed a line. But especially when I saw the other day that he's like literally burying Pete Davidson in a video. And if I'm wrong, if that was just clickbait, then somebody please correct me. You fell
for it?
Yeah, I fell for it. But I saw, like, I think it was like an actual source that was like, watch the disturbing details behind this music video of him burying Pete Davidson. And I'm like, it's not good.
That is really scary. And yeah, like if, because he's a man, like this double standard is there that like he's just trying to fight for his family, he wants to be close with his kids. It's like, dude, you're doing more damage than good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like your kids are gonna, like, when they're older, they're gonna look at all this and be like, you were really creepy towards mom. Or like, why were you being like, why were you literally burying her boyfriend in a video?
Yeah.
Or like, what if that's their future stepdad? Like, why were you burying stepdad? Those were just like really good things that a lot of these I didn't even think about.
Yeah.
But there's so many double standards, and it's not just against women. Like, there's ones where men are getting like the short end of the stick, like you were saying, but it's damaging in general to everyone. And it takes a long time to kind of get over those stereotypes.
Yeah.
But really, like, we need to recognize them, because they're very damaging to both sides.
And yeah, to society.
Mm-hmm.
Again, all credit to the creator I mentioned. I'll put her username in the show notes.
Yeah, go check her out.
Yeah, like, such a great series. She has so many. And we will talk to you guys next week. Oh, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. It's at Real Talk About Feminism Pod.
And if you guys enjoyed this episode, please, please share it with a friend and leave us a review. We really love when we get reviews, because it's just really nice to hear from our listeners. So, you know, even if you just leave a short little review, we would really appreciate it. And definitely share it with a friend.
Thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.